Misfits Audio Productions presents Restored Old Time Radio. We claim no rights to it. This is released free for entertainment purposes only, to restore interest in the golden days of radio. Thank you to Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com for intro music. Remember to visit MisfitsAudio.com.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett. Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. The greatest space search in history is slowly drawing to an end. A manhunt that has seen the mighty Solar Guard fleet sweep space from the outer edges of Pluto to the twilight zone of Mercury in a search for two men who have in their possession every ounce of a priceless chemical explosive, N72C. Two men, one a hardened criminal, the other a space cadet of the Polaris unit, Roger Manning. Now, one by one, the heavy rocket cruisers report in to Captain Strong at Space Academy.
Rocket cruiser Capella to Space Academy, come in.
This is Strong at Space Academy. Go ahead with your report.
Completed patrol and search of 19 spacecraft in sectors 4-5, 4-6, 4-7, Chart K, Jupiter orbit. No sign of Cadet Roger Manning or Jonas Brady. No evidence of N72C explosive. Running low of fuel, request permission to proceed to nearest base for refuel.
Your orders are to proceed to Venusport and deactivate your ship.
Deactivate my ship? I don't understand.
Production of uranium pitch blend has been stopped as a result of the stolen N72C. Present supply of reactant fuel has been restricted to emergencies only.
Emergency? Well, isn't this an emergency?
You have your orders. Proceed to Venusport and deactivate your ship. End transmission. That's the 35th ship I've had to cradle in the last 2 weeks. Everyone put away is one less chance of finding Roger and Brady and the missing N72C.
Well, I still can't believe that Roger had anything to do with this.
Well, the evidence is pretty strong, Corbett. He's AWOL from the Academy. He shipped aboard Brady's space freighter voluntarily, and Brady had the stolen explosives aboard.
I know, sir, but...
Then he refused to talk to me when we contacted the freighter. Now, we found Brady's ex-partner dead, and one shot had been fired from Roger's gun.
But that still doesn't prove Roger's guilt.
We'll give him every chance in the world to prove his innocence when we find him. Right now, the Solar Guard fleet is sinking to the size of a squadron for lack of fuel. In another 2 weeks, the only things we'll have left in space will be memories.
Well, space boy, how you doing?
Fine. Till you came in, Brady.
Still got that big mouth, huh, Manny? Maybe I should have closed it for you back on Jupiter.
Maybe you should have. What do you want with me, anyhow?
Well, now, with poor old Peters gone, I need help.
Don't give me that poor old Peters routine. You blasted him with a parallel ray and then left him in an open airlock without a spacesuit.
I did? You're wrong, kid. You blasted him. It was your gun Captain Strong found next to Peter's body.
So what? He wouldn't believe I did it.
Now, then why did he send out a space alert for both of us? Wanted for robbery and murder, Jonas Brady and Roger Manning.
You're full of space, Jack.
Not a bit, kid. You're all tied up with me now. And we got 10 million credits worth of explosives to feed into the black market.
You won't get a blasted cent out of it. The Solar Guard will nail you the minute you stick your head out of this asteroid.
The Solar Guard is finished, Buster. They're running out of fuel and pulling their ships in. In another week, I'll be free to operate over the whole blasted universe.
Three weeks have have passed since the disappearance of Jonas Brady and the stolen explosive N-72C. 3 weeks in which half of the vast fleet of the Solar Guard has been grounded for lack of fuel. Now in Captain Strong's office at Space Academy, Tom Corbett suddenly rushes in with important information.
Look at this report, sir. Just came in from Titan. Three space rats have been working a small pitch blend deposit. And it shows in the past 2 weeks, production of pitch blend by these prospectors jumped from 50 tons a week to over 3,000.
What?
Now, the only way they could have jumped their production that much would be by using N-72C explosives. And these same men bought several gallons of sulfuric acid. The only other way to ignite N-72C without the special detonator.
Great Jupiter, this may be the break we've been waiting for.
Sure, now that the explosives are showing up, it should be easy to grab those prospectors and make them tell where they got it.
No, Corbett. Brady's made a mistake, and we've got to be sure he never finds out he's made it. Get your gear and stand by to blast off immediately. We're going to set a trap for a space rat. All right, Corbett. You ready?
Yes, sir. All set. Skipper, you're out of uniform.
Yep. Part of the plan, Tom.
Plan, sir?
Commander Arkwright and I decided the only way to catch a space rat is to become a space rat and go where the space rats go.
Oh, I get it. Act like we're a couple of prospectors wanting to use N-72C for ourselves.
Exactly. So you and I are no longer Captain Strong and Tom Corbett of Space Academy, but simply Steve and Tom, space rats.
It's going to be tough, sir.
I know, Tom. And dangerous. But if we have to talk to every space rat from Luna City to Venusport, we'll find Brady and the N-72C.
And Roger Manning. By the rings of Saturn, this must be the worst dive in Venusport, Skipper.
Skipper? Steve.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
Yes, Tom, this is about as bad as they come. Space rats, criminals, spacemen have lost their papers for one thing or another. They all come to places like these. Come on, I'll get a bottle of Martian water while you grab a table.
Right.
Hey, Buster. Mind if an old rocket jockey sits down?
Go ahead. Have a seat, spaceman.
Thank you. Oh, the old bones ain't what they used to be. Too much acceleration's what did it. Too much when I was a youngster and ready to ride anything that could blast off. Say, you just looking for pleasure or something special?
Here you are, Tommy. Here's a... Oh, who's your friend?
Old spaceman, Steve. What'd you say your name was?
I didn't say. But it's Shinny. Nicholas Shinny. Rocket man, third class. 20 years as an enlisted man in the Solar Guard.
Oh, how are you, Shinny? Glad to know you.
Mr. Shinny to you. I'm old enough to be father to both of you.
Okay, Mr. Shinny. My name's Steve.
I'm Tom.
Glad to meet you, boys.
Well, how about a drink?
Now, that's something I ain't turned down in 20 years.
Well, here you are, Mr. Shinny.
Thank you, thank you. Spaceman's luck. Now then, what brings you two fellas down to this part of Venusport, eh? Got a strike lined up?
Well, yeah, we have a pitch blend strike lined up all right. Picked out in the asteroid belt, but we can't get the stuff out of the ground.
Oh, deposit runs too deep from the surface, eh?
Right. We've been trying to get some atomic explosives to blast it out of there.
I can tell you ain't space rated very long. Why, spaceman, atomic explosives would blast your little asteroid back to proton.
Well, what else is there? TBT or dynamite wouldn't reach it.
What you need is some N-72C.
N-72C. Oh, that's a real bright suggestion.
Yeah, go buy some at the corner credit exchange.
It might be easier than that.
Hey, look, Mr. Cheney, don't tell me you know where you can get some N-72C.
Maybe, maybe not. If you figure on using it, your pitch blend strike's got to be big. Because N-72C will cost you plenty.
How much?
50,000 credits a box.
Is that all? Listen, Mr. Shinny, we got a strike lined up that'll make the Pluto mines look like a hole in the ground.
That's all. Well, now, maybe we can do business. But I get one-third of whatever you dig out.
One-third? That might be as much as 5 million credits.
You heard me. One-third.
Listen, you broken-down space bum. You try to hold us up for one-third and you won't get anything. I'll give you one-fifth. Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
Have you got the explosive nearby?
No, I can find out where to get it. but you can't. Meet me at the spaceport tomorrow night, around this time. In the meantime, I have to do a little scouting around. Right, connections, you know. Say, about 10,000 credits.
I'll give you 5.
I'll take it.
And believe me, Mr. Shinney, if you're not at the spaceport tomorrow night, you'd better not be in Venusport at all, because I'll big boot you from here to the asteroid belt. Remember that.
There you are. I've been dragging this blasted old spacesuit around for an hour looking for you.
A metal spacesuit? Why, Jupiter, that must weigh a ton, Mr. Shinney.
So what? I don't trust them new fandangled plastic suits, Buster. Ain't safe.
Listen, have you got the N72C?
Have you got the credits?
Yes, of course.
Then I got the N72C. Leastways, I know where to get it. Where's your space wagon?
Right over there, that freighter.
All right, Buster. Let's blast off. We've got an appointment in 2 days with some N72C on planetoid 16 in an orbit, the fourth moon in Jupiter.
Well, we're here, Captain Strong. Take a look through the viewport. What a desolate sight.
Perfect spot for a meeting like this.
But where's the explosive? I can't see a thing out there.
Shinney told me the man who has it will meet us here.
Well, did he tell you his name?
No, but I'm sure it'll be Brady.
Skipper, look. The jet boat's coming in.
Uh-huh. The boat's from the Jenny Alden.
Well, that's Brady's ship.
Come on, let's get to the airlock and put on our spacesuit. We'll go out and meet him.
You think Brady will recognize us?
I don't think he'll remember you. And I think this beard I've been growing, plus my space helmet, will do the trick for me.
Oh, giving Shinney that sleeping pill and his rocket juice was a good idea.
Just a precaution, Tom. All right, put on your helmet.
All set, Skipper.
Okay, let's go. And remember, if Brady does recognize us...
I know, sir. It'll probably be the last chance we'll get to find the N72C or Roger. But I don't see anyone around.
Probably inside. Come on in. Let's take a look.
Which one of you guys is going to do the talking?
I didn't see you come up behind us.
That was just the idea. Now stand still while I take your power gun. There. Now start talking. It better be good talk.
What do you mean talk? You know why I'm here. I've got a pitch flint strike lined up in the asteroid belt, and I need N72C to blast this stuff out.
How do you know I've got any N72C?
Why, I was...
I can't breathe, but... Oxygen, why?
Wait, Jupiter, he's not getting oxygen. Help me to get under the
jet boat,
quick.
What is that?
Give me a hand, blast you. I can't carry him myself. He's not getting oxygen.
Okay, but watch it. I still got you covered with a sparrow ray.
Wait a minute now. Let me get his helmet off. There. You okay, Tom?
Yeah. Thanks. Didn't take the helmet, Mr. Jam. It'll only take me a second to fix it.
Look, I'm in a hurry. You want that N72C or not?
Yes, I'll take 5 pounds. You got that much?
I got that and plenty more. That'll be 500,000 credits.
500,000? I was told it would be 50,000 credits.
The price has gone up. 500,000. Then I deliver the stuff to you here.
Why can't I pick it up? What if you don't come back?
If you want it, you'll take the chance.
Well, I have to speak to my partner. Half the credits are his.
Okay, but make it quick.
Tom, have you got it set up?
Yeah, all ready to work.
Good. Then put on your helmet and let's go. And by the way, nice acting.
Thanks.
All right, Brady, I'll take it. But only 3 pounds of N72C, that's all I can afford.
Where's your money?
Right here. 300,000 credits.
Hey, you guys must really have a big vein to start out with a stake like this. Most space rats don't make this much in a lifetime.
It's to be delivered in 4 hours, Brady. And if you don't come back, we'll come looking for you.
I'll be back. Besides, if the solar god can't find me, how can you?
Hey, wait a minute. How about our parallel ray guns?
They go with me. And don't try to follow me. Now get out.
Okay.
Straight back to the N72C.
Yeah, leaving a trail behind him as big as a comet with a radar beacon signal I attached to his jet boat.
Yeah, we'll give him a half-hour start and then blast off after him. With any kind of luck, we'll find the N72C and Roger.
Yeah, if he's still alive.
You see, Manny, your pals thought they were pulling a fast one. They expect me to come back with the N72C. Only I'm not going back. Now I got enough credits to live like a prince without touching the N72C anymore.
Don't kid yourself, Brady. They've got a line on you now. They'll find you here, and you'll wind up peddling your explosive on the prison asteroid.
You must think I'm pretty dumb, kid.
You're no brain.
That's just where you're wrong. Sure, maybe Strong and that pal of yours will track me down, but it'll take him time. Time enough for me to set a little trap for him.
Trap? You talk, Big Brady. It'll never work.
Ah, yes, it will, Junior. Because there's going to be some very inviting bait in my trap. And the bait's going to be you.
To trap Jonas Brady and learn where he has hidden the stolen explosive N72C, Captain Strong and Tom have trailed him to one of the secondary moons of Jupiter. But now, as they cautiously make their way across the desolate terrain toward Brady's jet boat, they are unaware that they have been led into a trap.
We're getting close to the jet boat, Tom. Easy around those rocks now. Try not to make any noise.
Right.
Keep low. And as soon as you spot the jet boat...
Great Jupiter!
You see it?
No, it's Roger. Look, sir. Standing up on that rock.
What in place? Well, he's looking right at it, but he isn't moving.
He was hit with a parallel ray. Come on, sir. He's got a space suit on. Maybe he's all right.
I hope so. Stand back now. I'll hit him with my neutralizer.
Not bothered, Brad.
What?
It's Brady.
Drop that ray gun. Go on. You too, kid.
Why, you...
No, Tom. Do as he says.
Real smart of you, Captain. Now I'm going to frost you and leave you here just like I did Peters without a spacesuit. So long, Captain Strong. Hey, what greater
skipper is Shinny in his old suit?
Stay back, you old space bum. Stay back.
Like time I will, Buster.
All right, take it.
Keep trying.
Why, you...
Skipper's ray doesn't work, not through metal.
Time for us to take over, Tom.
Right.
Now, stay back, all of you. See that? Skipper has a chunk of N72C.
That's right. One more step and I'll throw it.
Don't be a fool. You'll blast yourself.
What have I got to lose now? You got your choice. Let me go. We'll all be space junk. You got like 10 to make up your mind. One, two.
Nice, that space crawler. You ain't letting him get away with it, are you?
I'm afraid we have no choice, Jimmy.
Yes, we do, Skipper.
Come on back here.
You are kid.
Go ahead, throw it, Brady. Let's see if you have the nerve.
I'm warning you.
Look out! He's throwing the stuff! We'll all be killed!
Just 2 minutes with Brady alone, Skipper, please!
For the last time, Manning, no.
Oh, I never get a break.
You're getting one now, Manning, by being allowed back in the academy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Sorry, Skipper.
Well, I figure we all got a break. Coming out of this alive? Well, if that stuff hadn't been a dud.
Oh, it wasn't a dud, Mr. Shinney. The N72C is plenty potent.
Then how in the name of Pluto?
It can't be exploded by ordinary concussion, Shinney. It needs a special detonator, or sulfuric acid. I forgot about that for a moment.
Well, smoke my tubes while they think I'm next.
And while we're passing around the bouquets, that was real smart of you to come charging up in that old metal spacesuit of yours, Mr. Shinney.
Just goes to show you. Sometimes the old things are better than newfangled contraptions.
Why did you do it, Shinny? I thought you were working with Brady.
I knew you two were from the Solar Guard the minute you walked into that dive in Venus Port.
What?
Yep. And when I found out what you wanted, I figured you could help me get what I wanted.
Well, what did you want?
A solar medal. I was buried in the rocket decks of the Solar Guard for 20 years. They didn't even know I was alive. But I'm going to get me a solar medal this time if I have to tear Space Academy apart.
What a spaceman.
don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when the crew of the Polaris rockets into danger in The Mystery of the Sparkling Meteor. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Build-Up Wheat Cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast were Jan Merlin, Edward Bryce, Ian Martin, and Gilbert Mack. Today's program was written by Richard Jessup, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.